And then a couple of years after the second ownership, Paul called me again one day and said, I've got another guy who wants to buy it. So I ended up selling it again.
So why did you sell it? I
what I enjoy more than anything is new projects. Mm-hmm. It's not that I didn't enjoy running the Rusty Nail. I certainly did. Enjoyed every second of it and all the people. The band used to love it because every time they'd come, we'd treat them like kings and queens and we'd host them and, do barbecues for them. And they just loved coming to the Nail. So we basically had our selection of any band we wanted. But I wanted to move on and do new things. Vinny and I had the movie theater, and then I did Chateaubriand, and then I opened a Chinese restaurant called Osto. And then I bought Sister Kate's and converted that to a commercial condominium. It was the first commercial condominium in Stowe. And that's when, after I did that and got McCarthy's restaurant to move in there. Then Vinny decided he wanted more screens. See, it was just a single screen at the old movie theater. Mm-hmm. So I sold him some property and we built. Hi, Moira, come on out. I sold him some property and he built the triple screen Stowe Cinema and had it ever since.
So what are the, do you want to go back a little bit? I want to kind of go back through some of the things you just mentioned in more detail, but just I had a couple of questions left about the Nail before we move on.
Okay.
Who, when you said we, so did you have a manager who was kind of your right-hand person or who was?
Vic Harris was a right-hand person, as was Vin Bonanno. He was a bartender for me, and Cap Chenoweth. You know Cap?
Yes, of course.
They all worked there. And then there were some others too that aren't in town any longer, but those are the three that are still well known.